John Chung.
Cindy Ehrenberg, representing Controller John Chung.
Preston Dufischard.
Here.
And Dale Bonner.
Quorum being present, we'll move to item two, which is approval of the November 17th, 2010 meeting minutes. Are there any questions or comments from board members?
Move approval.
Second.
Okay, is there any comments from the public? Hearing none, we have a motion and a second. All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Hearing none, the minutes are approved. We'll move to item three, Executive Director's Report. Tom Dressler, welcome back.
Thank you. Couple of items on the pipeline. We're going to wind up this year out of $90 million total we got in allocation, using a little over $49 million, and having in the bank, so to speak, a little less than $41 million. So, you know, we're going to forego about $41 million allocation. We put in an application with SIDLAC for 2011 for $50 million allocation. If it turns out to be a good business year, we can always go back and get some more. So we'll see what happens.
Okay.
The other thing is, wanted to say a few things about what's happening in DC with regard to the tax package, and it's, you know, that whole debate's implications for SIDFAC and beyond. It looks like, unless a miracle happens, that the Recovery Zone Bond Program will be dead as of January 1st. The provision in federal law that we and others worked pretty hard to get with regard to expanding the definition of manufacturing to cover knowledge-based industries, so that high-tech, biotech, and others could participate in the IDB program, that provision will expire on January 1st. Bigger program, Build America Bonds, looks like it's dead as well, unless the House, you know, reverses course. So want to let folks, make folks aware of that as well. And that's it for the ED report.
Okay. Are there questions or comments from board members? Okay. Thank you very much. We'll move to item four, which are business items, and the first is a resolution authorizing, is this our, oh, this is our contract? Our contracts. So you have to come to board approval if they exceed $300,000. And Donna Yee is presenting.
Good morning. My name is Donna Yee, staff of SIDFAC. SIDFAC is authorized by statute to enter into contracts and interagency agreements. For contracts and interagency agreements at or below a certain dollar amount, the commission has historically delegated this authorization to the executive director, and in his absence, the deputy executive director, to enter contracts on behalf of the commission. Staff requests delegation authority for the newly appointed deputy executive director to execute contracts and interagency agreements for amounts up to $300,000. With the appointment of deputy executive director Sherry K. Wall, it is necessary to provide her with the authorization to execute certain contracts and interagency agreements, external contracts, and to amend and extend the term of contracts and interagency agreements as long as it does not exceed $300,000. Tom Dressler, as executive director, retains his authorization to execute such contracts and interagency agreements for amounts up to $300,000. To be consistent with the other authorities, this blanket authorization amount of $300,000 represents an increase in the commission's previously delegated authorization amount of $100,000. Staff recommends approval of the attached resolution in order to authorize deputy executive director to execute contracts and interagency agreements and amendments thereto on behalf of the commission for amounts not to exceed $300,000. This resolution will remain in effect until the commission revokes this resolution.
Okay, are there any questions or comments from board members? Cindy?
Will there be a report made to the board?
I think we have to lean right into it, yeah.
Will there be a report made to the board of contracts?
Entered into pursuit to the authority? Thank you, Nene.
Yeah.
Yes, and that's also indicated in the resolution for reports 10,000 and over will be reported to the board.
Thank you. I'll move approval.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. Are there any comments from the public? Not, all those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Hearing none, that item is approved. We'll move to item 4B. Oh, and I guess for the record, Stan Hazelroth has entered the...
Entered the building.
Entered the building, yes. Is here. Welcome. 4B is a request to approve issuing of a tax exempt bond and transfer industrial development bond allocation for Del Real, is that how? I hope.
Good morning, Dan Hamlin with SITFAC.
Ben Barker with the CMFA.
Jim Cordes, GE Government Finance.
I think you have to push that red button if you, there you go.
Jim Cordes with GE Government Finance.
Great, okay.
The issuer, the California Municipal Finance Authority, on behalf of Cardenas III LLC and Del Real LLC, requests approval of an initial and final resolution and tax exempt IDB allocation for an amount not to exceed $3 million in tax exempt bond financing. The company is a manufacturer of prepared Mexican processed meats, side dishes and soups, fresh salsa and fresh meat. Bond proceeds will be used to reimburse the company for costs associated with the purchase of a manufacturing facility. The project received a total of 54 points out of 147 possible, and the company anticipates hiring an additional 120 employees within 2 years of project completion. Staff recommends approval of the initial and final resolution and IDB allocation for an amount equal to $3 million for the issuer for the Cardenas III LLC project.
Okay. Are there any questions or comments from board members?
Only one.
What is specialty slicing and dicing? I feel like I'm in a late night infomercial.
If you were ever in a, Cardenas also owns a chain of grocery stores, and inside these grocery stores, they have basically a full-service Mexican restaurant, and they prepare a lot of that food off-site, so.
I'm thinking salsa. All right. Okay, are there comments from the public? Is there a motion?
Move approval.
Second.
Okay, there's a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Hearing none, that project is approved. Thank you.
Thank you.
Item 4C, which is issue taxable revenue bonds, recovery zone facility bonds, excuse me.
The issuer, the Alameda County Industrial Development Authority, on behalf of the borrower Reese Newark LLC and the user Data Safe Incorporated, requests approval of a resolution for the issuance of a taxable revenue bond for an amount not to exceed $2 million. This taxable piece is a supplement to the $3.7 million recovery zone facility bond for solar panels and various equipment that was approved at the November SITFAC meeting. Data Safe is a service company that handles the storage retrieval and shredding of paper documents in digital computer formats. The taxable bond will be used to refinance an existing structure. Staff recommends approval of the issuance of the taxable revenue bond for an amount equal to $2 million for the issuer for the Data Safe Incorporated project.
Are there any questions or comments from board members?
Move approval.
Second.
It's a motion and a second. Are there any comments from the public? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Hearing none, that item is approved. Thank you, Dan. We'll move to item 5, which is public comment. If there is no public comment, we'll move to item 6, which is adjournment, and this meeting is adjourned. CPCFA will start in about 5 minutes, so thank you.